Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 8th. A break into a Quincy liquor store is under investigation. Police say Old Colony Liquors on the Southern Artery was broken into. Police responded to the alarm just after midnight, found the front glass door shattered. Video shows one man inside the store taking items off the shelves. The man was dressed in dark clothing and may have come down from Pond Street to the store. No vehicle was seen in the area, and the incident remains under investigation. Quincy firefighters battled a brush fire along Chickatobit Road in the Blue Hills for a second night last night. Firefighters responded at about 11:30 last night and battled the blaze for several hours. Fire was also reported on Chickatobit Road on Monday night. And early this morning, firefighters also doused a small brush fire near the Deposit Landing Apartments in North Quincy. A Boston man will serve 7 to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to forcing his way into a home in Quincy armed with a gun and attacking the residents. 32-year-old Michael Campbell was sentenced this week after admitting that he broke into a home on Granite Street in Quincy on the night of April 16, 2023, and used zip ties to tie up four occupants in the kitchen. Campbell forced one resident to walk through the home at gunpoint while two others broke free and attacked him. Campbell fired the gun twice, but no one was hurt. He was disarmed by the victims and then fled on foot. He was arrested later that night in a car outside of Boston Medical Center after suffering an injury to his hand in that struggle. Three residents in the home suffered minor injuries, too. Officials say Campbell was searching for somebody who didn't live in the house. He'll serve 3 years probation after his prison sentence and must stay away from the victims. Well, a Quincy Citizens Group has raised over $17,000 as they seek to put a question on the November 4th ballot dealing with the mayor's annual salary. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises has $17,500 as they close in on their $20,000 goal in order to hire an attorney. The group wants to challenge the city clerk's ruling that they failed to collect enough signatures to force the ballot question. Election officials rejected 1,851 signatures, claiming they did not meet the state standard. The group argues that officials didn't check the printed names against the voter rolls to confirm the signatures. The citizens submitted over 7,000 signatures and claim that they would have enough for the ballot question to be approved. The city says they fell 828 signatures short. The ballot question would ask voters if they want to roll back the mayoral salary of $285,000 that's set to take effect in 2 years to $183,000. It would also set 2% annual raises for all elected officials and require any change to that policy be approved by voters. Quincy has been awarded a $320,000 state grant to continue work on a new walking trail in West Quincy. The funds will be used to continue construction on a multi-use path connecting Center Street to the Quincy Adams MBTA station. The first phase of that project cleared the abandoned Lincoln Granite Monument Building. Phase two will focus on site cleanup, preparation, and construction of the beginning of the shared use path that will eventually run along Bergen Parkway with some safety lighting. Phase two will also include a Quincy Heritage Tree site in celebration of Quincy's 400th anniversary. The city will provide $80,000 toward the project. The state grant from the Mass Trails program was one of several, totaling $7.5 million to support 50 trail projects, creating 60 miles of new recreational trails across the state. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 91 points. The NASDAQ fell 153. The S&P lost 25. Shares have opened higher in Europe but retreated in Asia. Dollar rose, the euro slipped, and oil at $62 a barrel. Sports: the Bruins open up their regular season tonight in Washington against the Capitals at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: rain and showers with a high of 61 degrees. for tonight, clearing and chilly, low around 40. Sunshine tomorrow, high only 58. Sunny on Friday with a high of 60 and partly sunny 65 on Saturday. Out of the water, waves about 2 feet. Southwest winds will be swishing to the northwest and then gusting to 20 knots. There is a small craft advisory in effect. High tide 12:39 p.m. Sunrise 6:49, sets at 6:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, October 8th.